Hearing done, we'll go to listener comment. Do we have a list circulated? We do not. Okay, how many people want to speak? Please put your hands up. One, two, three, four. That's all I see is four people. So five, six. One, two, three, four, five, six. Okay. 5 minutes apiece. There are more people outside. Let's schedule 3 minutes apiece for speakers, and we'll see how that goes. There was a piece of paper there, apparently, but... While we're getting circulated, would someone like to come up and begin speaking? We'll do it from the list after that. Oh, and actually, Lisa had asked me something which I think I want to comment on before we begin. Some of you may have noticed that some of the name tags are somewhat substandard. that's because the people who made them, I presume in the national office, it did it from the list of people who were flying to the meeting, the travel list. And so it didn't occur to them that the people from PFW weren't going to be on that travel list. They don't need travel expenses, and so that's the reason for that. Lisa? And please accept the apologies, all of you on the board, please accept the apologies from the national office for that.
Because they were like running to get everything here on time.
Okay, please. Let's give attention to the speaker. 3 minutes.
Okay. I've heard some interesting things. I always seem to, things that actually take my breath away. And by the way, before I start, I just want to say, of course, so with the way the Pacifica rumor mill is already starting, somebody showed me a text message with somebody reporting from here or whatever that I was disrupting this meeting. Me, Bob Lederer, and Serene were disrupting this meeting here. So this is just how this stuff goes. But when I heard about the motion that got passed, I believe, which basically was a motion that did not recognize people's right to protest a Pacifica National Board meeting. I mean, everything just about every right. I know where I come from, and I know that every right that I have, every air that I breathe, everything had to do with the fact that people stood up and they protested when they did not like something. And the only reason I'm able to even sit in meetings like this or even be on any boards was because people walked in, they protested things, they sat in, they did all kinds of things organized when they did not like what was going on. And you might disagree with maybe some reasons why people might decide to protest, but to have the attitude that you're the Pacifica National Board and people do not have the right to get you as directors to hear what they're trying to tell them. So if they did decide to organize a protest, even if you might not like it, but to not recognize their right to do that or to just say, well, you just close them off or have them removed and go into a closed board session, I really think that's atrocious. And I just see people here, you would think, who would remember their history and to not vote and to kind of turn their back on that history. I just think there needs to be a lot more attention being paid here because so often people will see the name Pacifica, you know, it has this reputation of being so progressive, they'll then play on that reputation and go out to all these progressive things, but when they get on these boards, they don't recognize anything about being progressive at all. They don't act it. Another thing I just want to say, because I was on the audit committee, I think you'll hear a lot of things. I know that for whatever reason, there'll be an audit report tomorrow, that the numbers for this year did not look very good. I won't say too much about that. I heard a reference to the check with KPFA, and I always think it's unfortunate sometimes to hear references to what other people did who are not here. But I just do know one of the things that was going on, the CFO, who was in the CFO around the time when that check came in, he was fired. I thought that was a bad mistake that the board did. I thought it was reckless to fire the CFO. Then you had other vacancies in these major positions throughout the network. But that did happen. I know the business manager at KPA, KPFA also left. But I also just want to say this much, because it was a mistake that was made. I don't justify it, where a check that should have been deposited wasn't. But it took a whole year to discover that it wasn't deposited. And LaVarne, you were here. That was on your watch that that happened. And it was the auditor who discovered that the check wasn't deposited. So just to bring a little bit of perspective to all of this, thank you.
Okay, do we have a list yet? Apparently. Okay.
Hello again, Steve Brown from New York. I'm very happy to see over the past several months sanity come back to the financial situation at Pacifica. However, pulling back from actual details, I don't think that although it's very important to plug up the holes in Pacifica's financial management, both from the top and in the fund drives, will help. Looking at it from a larger viewpoint, Pacifica has hovered at about 800,000 to a million members for the last 20 years. It never really grows in any significant way, and in the last several years has dropped by 25%. Now, even if Pacifica plugs all of the holes and becomes a very sane financial organism, it's not going to survive, because it needs to grow. And what Pacifica has never done is try to attract membership from outside itself. All of the announcements on the air, all of the changes in programming will not do any good unless the outside world knows about Pacifica, and it does not. And Pacifica has about 13 times the number of listeners than it has members. It has 100,000, 75,000 members, so it probably has about 1.2 million listeners. This is your best source of new membership and support. And until you get those million-plus people to identify themselves so that you can promote them and appeal to them on a continuing basis, Pacifica will not grow, and nothing that anyone can do about sane financial management will help it survive in the years ahead. I have another minute to fill. There are many plans that have been submitted to Pacifica, some of them by myself, for attracting new members and support to Pacifica. So far, none of them, mine or anyone else, has been even seriously examined, let alone implemented, until Pacifica looks outside to the mainstream audience that many of its own people purport to despise. It's not going to get anywhere. Thank you.
Next speaker would be Gail Dixon. And after that would be Benito Diaz.
Hello.
Hi.
There's always so much to say when you come up during public comment, community comment. I'll just start out with the fact that that's okay. I'm Gail Dixon. No need to. Okay. I'm a member of the local station board here in Washington. And I want to be able to do the job that I was elected to do twice. The second time, the second election, of course, was, as far as I'm concerned, illegal, brought about because of the machinations of folk who, I'm not sure why they did it. But it has caused great distress. And I can honestly say that many of the policies coming from this board help to keep local station boards in flux. And that's just ridiculous. It's amazing to me that everyone on this national board is also a local station board member. And yet the divide is so huge that it's like we're not all in this in the same place, supposedly, wanting to see this foundation, this network, succeed. That needs to stop. The public owns this foundation, not us. And we need to start remembering that, just like the people we elect to sit in the White House, Congress, local, anything. And I take that very seriously. You didn't send me here. The public did. And they expect us to do better than we've been doing. I don't mind progress, and I don't mind checks and balances. But when they're ridiculous, it's a waste of time, energy, and trust. I also think that the PNB very much needs to start examining or re-examining this proposal to do in the local station boards they don't like, because that's what it boils down to. It has nothing to do with what's right. If it did, all of, I won't say all of you, but a majority of people on this board would be blamed for a lot of what has happened over the past few years. And you better start examining the bylaws, because if it's a case of getting rid or not letting people speak, none of this PNB, nobody on this PNB should be talking, because this PNB, or I'm sorry, I apologize, this is a new PNB, but many people on the old PNB broke many of the bylaws. They just disregarded them and tried to change them to suit themselves to get their way. I have an 8-year-old granddaughter. I'm her guardian, and just like I guard her, I'm going to guard WPFW and Pacifica. Thank you.
Benito Diaz.
Well, yeah, my name is Benito Diaz, and I'm a newly elected member of the LSB here at PFW. And although I'm completely new as a LSB member, I'm not totally completely new as in terms of knowing some of the things that have been going on at our station and with our LSB since I've been going to the meetings for at least a year and a half. And I've also been witnessing some of the behavior of the PNB insofar as it has affected us, specifically with regard to the election that we just had. And with regard to that, I would like to, without getting into details, I just want to protest the fact that some of our fellow board members, such as Gail, that just spoke a minute ago, had to rerun unnecessarily because of some arbitrary decisions on the part of the National Election Supervisor a year and a half or something to that effect before after the previous election went down in 2007. I want to protest the way this election was held. I don't know how it went down in these other stations, but certainly with respect to how we were affected here at PFW by the behavior of the National Election Supervisor and his, I don't know if I want to say employees, but the local election supervisors and station management and their interference with our election process. So that's number one. Number two, I want to protest the fact that this community comment section is being held prior to the report that is to be given by our interim general manager. And it seems like he's going to speak for an hour, or at least that's what I see on the agenda. And if that's the case, it seems to me that those folks here from PFW should be able to respond to that. And if this community comment is going to be done now, obviously we're not going to be able to respond at all.
30 seconds.
All right. Well, I might as well just Forget it.
There will be a comment session tomorrow.
Okay, well, I thank you.
William Heerwagen.
Hello, I'm William Heerwagen from WBAI. I'd like to welcome all newly elected members and wish you well. And as I do often in Januarys, at the January meetings, I'm going to remind you all this is a governance body. It's not the management body. And there are bylaws and there are processes that are supposed to be followed. And one of those processes was recently mentioned on a PNB call by New York Representative Nia Bediako. It's the Financial Policies and Procedures Manual. Nobody said, oh, yeah, I remember those. Everybody acted, this is the old board, and some of you are back, I guess, acted like it never existed. And that what should be followed, and then nobody even seems to know it exists, never mind follow what's in it. It was created, I believe, in 2007 and approved by this body. And all the procedures were there to take care of everything, all the problems, even this new thing that the new executive director put through about depositing money and everything. The main thing that the auditors complained about was having access to the information. The access was already there, and there were the national signers on the accounts. So all this was who knows for what reason. I won't speculate. There's also a need to have respect for the staff, whether it's at the non-union stations or the union stations. In New York, there are two unions, and I know one of them has been totally ignored, and the other, I think, is having some difficulties, too. And there are procedures, there are contracts, and these things should be followed and recognized. And to pretend that there's no union is totally absurd, which was done by LeVarne Williams, our previous interim general manager. I hope the new interim general manager, will see what exists, what rules there are, what contracts there are, and follow certain procedures accordingly. Programming. This body is not the programming unit. The LSBs are not the programming units. There are program directors, and there should be qualified program directors that can and should direct what programs are on the air and any changes that are needed, and any problems should be addressed by the program director. We have people in New York LSB were running around offering people shows. I mean, this was absurd. That's not the function. The function of a programming committee here and at the local boards is a process. You're supposed to see what the process is for programming, not direct what the programs are. And then there's the community advisory boards. They're supposed to assess what's needed, not say, this is what we're going to do. And that's what it seems like, at least in New York, that's where it's going. The people that are elected think they're have to pay no attention to listeners, and they just go ahead and do what they want. But good luck. It's a governance body.
Next is Zarina Shakir. Zarina, are you here? No objection to anyone else. Bob Letterer. We're going to go over a half an hour. It's up to the board. Is it all right? I understand. I understand, but it's not my decision. It's a decision of the board.
I'm asking a separate question.
What's that? Yes. You don't have. Grigsby has a position on the board, and okay, so you do.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, good afternoon. Again, my name is Bob Letterer. I'm an unpaid staff member at WBAI and was on the LSB for 6 years and the PNB for 3 years. And today I want to expand on what I mentioned last night about the extreme irregularities and bias that characterized the LSB election last year at WBAI. And before the process actually started officially in June, the climate was set in place by a management directive from Grace Aaron as interim executive director that was nothing other than a gag rule in disguise about some legal concerns. And it blatantly used examples of critics of her management and the board majority to claim that that was some sort of abuse of airtime and put the foundation at jeopardy. And that created a chilling climate in which producers who quote-unquote violated this rule then started getting penalized and in some cases removed and even banned from the air. And those that did the same types of behavior outlined in the memo were no action was taken against them if they supported management. So that created an unlevel playing field for the voters for those months from April until the election started. Then the election campaign started under the management of a national election supervisor who was appointed by Grace Aaron in defiance of the unanimous recommendation of the Elections Committee, which I chaired for part of last year. We spent many months at the urging of the preceding board developing a request for proposals for professional outside either nonprofit or for-profit firm that had a track record fairly administering elections for nonprofit organizations to run the election throughout Pacifica. That recommendation was trashed by Grace Aaron. Instead, she hired someone who was politically aligned with her to administer the elections, and the result was predictably disastrous. I don't have time to go through all of the severe problems that happened, but among them was that the wrong list of listener voters was sent ballots. 10,000 eligible voters did not receive their ballots. 9,000 ineligible voters did. This wasn't rectified till much later. And even then, when it was rectified, there were clearly people whose votes were discarded through the process of scanning to allegedly screen out ineligible voters when actually someone, at least one person, found his physical ballot during the observation in the discard pile, even though he was a qualified voter. And I'm sure there were many others beyond that. But beyond that, management banned listener candidates from coming to the station, which prevented them from being a full-fledged candidate. And they banned a staff candidate who was fully qualified, and the election supervisor followed that, adopted that as their decision to keep a disqualified candidate off the ballot, which is part of the whole defiance of the union contract for unpaid staff, that their list was rejected contrary to the bylaws, which says if there's a recognized unpaid staff organization, they must have their members be the voting pool and have the right to vote. And that was violated, and I really hope that a current management will go back to the original recommendation for a professional outside firm and for adhering to the union contract throughout the network, all union contracts, but especially for unpaid staff.
Next is Marquez Olson. Okay. Serene, can you speak now? Okay.
Thank you. Sorry about the lateness. Good evening, everybody. I'm Marquez Osson from the WBAI Unpaid Staff Organizing Committee. I'm here to tell you again that WBAI is a place where the current management does not respect the rights of its workers, does not believe in due process. There has been a number of firings and bannings arbitrarily. The people, as of these dates, almost a year, and the people affected still, a lot of them don't know why. and they have no recourses. Of course, they since they don't believe in rights, they don't acknowledge the contractual agreements that they have with the unpaid staff organizing committee to follow the established rules to deal with such a situation. So that's what we have. Since we have a new board, new executive director, we hope you will really take a serious look at what's happening at BAI and correct the situation. We all would like BAI to go forward, but the current administration is turning BAI backwards into a reactionary mode, and that's against the mission of Pacifica. So this has to be undone and undone quickly. Thank you very much.
Next is Serene Roberts.
Hello to everyone. I'll talk really fast because the clock goes faster when I'm speaking for some reason. Welcome to those of you who are new. Welcome to some of you who are old. Others, you know what I mean. Okay. I've been hearing the expression turnaround. There's been a lot of spinning happening in Pacifica, so perhaps that is what some folks mean by turnaround. But you know, you turn around too much, you get dizzy. Okay. And we have dizzy. Okay. I'm a little concerned about KPFT. I think they're all men here represented, right? All four people were men. And I was wondering if the person who commented about the fact that the vice chair and chair might be men noticed that level of testosterone, but whatever. I love Brian, but I do want to know why, since we're going to LA for the next meeting, we flew him out. And when the archives director's in New York, we didn't pay a cheap fare to get her here instead of maybe having to fly her out to another city. But, you know, it's only money. Questions. A lot of what the previous national board did was not so much about trying to straighten things up as in settling scores. A lot of the firings and the bannings were very personal. Folks have a long history. And folks pretty much did what their friends around the country asked them to do. And that is why in 6 months, the first 6 months from January, when Grace Aaron and LaVarne, who was hired into a position that was unnoticed, it was never posted anywhere, suddenly, voila, there she is, CFO, and, well, you guys have seen the result. So I do want to say that I hope we're not going to be doing more settling of scores in this round. The last board regularly violated the bylaws as well as the ethics policies, or, frankly, anything resembling what is so-called left politics. I really sort of backwards actions. There was no legal notice for this meeting. The notice did not reach any Pacifica website until after you're required to do 7 days' notice. There are some stations on which there is still no notice, including as of a couple of days ago, this station locally here. So I don't know how well informed people are about that. But those things matter. I know they're a little annoying, but you know, the CPB and our bylaws say 7 days' notice. And you don't have to be stingy. Just because it says 7 days doesn't mean you have to wait until, you know, just 7 days. If you set the date a month before, post the notice a month before. Nor do you have to regiment the stick to 30 minutes of public comment simply because it says a minimum of 30 minutes. We should try not to be stingy with each other. See what I mean about the clock? Okay. A caution I want to share with the board is inappropriate executive sessions. There has been a practice, certainly in the Finance Committee and I suppose on the board as well, of having in executive sessions, matters that are not truly executive sessions. And to warn you that merely because you're a lawyer, and I saw this great T-shirt, I meant to get it for you guys, I'll mail it to you. It says almost a lawyer, because frankly, I think that's what we have, and I think we should get a real lawyer in Pacifica. But, okay, thanks. Let me just finish this thought. Just because a lawyer has an opinion does not mean that that is legal advice. So it does not automatically mean that that's executive session material. More to come. Thank you.
Bruchette Rusin.
Hi, thank you so much for this opportunity. I'm Brigitte Roussan. I'm a D.C. resident. I'm a lawyer who used to work in communications policy. I'm co-author of a new book, Embracing Cultural Competency, and I work for a living as a nonprofit management consultant. And I've been very appreciative of Pacifica and WPFW because they carry the best content and engage the community more than any other radio network in America. So that needs to be said first, and we need to be sure to appreciate ourselves for that. I do want to outline some concerns very quickly, and I have just a few copies of that for the record, for what it's worth, so whoever's taking minutes. One is that there have been summary dismissals of staff, both volunteer and paid staff, that were really arbitrary and I think destructive to our sense of community, both within the station and also in the broader community. I think that needs to change. And as a result, there's been a culture of intimidation and disrespect and the rule of a few. A clique within the station that really needs to be addressed. As someone said earlier, there's been a questionable elections process, and I think there are also some questions that could be raised about the selection process for interim management. Overall, a lack of transparency and other best practices that really do comport with a social justice commitment. And the actions that I'm requesting have to do with providing conflict resolution, capacity building throughout the network, and some structural support so that we make sure that LSBs are going to be respected and are going to have the resources that they need to do their job, and to make sure that listener supporters will be respected and able to fulfill their role, which does require a level of transparency that we don't necessarily have or we don't have consistently. And I think the respect for the LSB needs to include its role in forming the community advisory board. That should not be optional, and there shouldn't be, you know, behind-the-scene manipulations that make that a travesty. And I also would like to encourage you to move Pacifica's model of community engagement and participatory democracy into the spotlight, and to really be intentional about involving youth. None of us, including me, really made sure that young people are here in the room today and are a part of this decision-making process. Generational change requires us to do that, or our movement will die. So I really want to encourage us to push at the local level and at the national level. Let's get this a part of the public schools curriculum. Let's get the word out to community centers, to faith groups and spiritual organizations. Let's make sure that people understand the power of this model. Thank you.
We have one person who came late, would like to be added to the list. Is there any objection to extending time to do that? Okay. Hearing none. Julie, I didn't get your last name.
Thank you very much. I am a longtime listener, sponsor, activist, and writer, and of in this community. And I also want to add to Brigitte my thanks and appreciation for the work that the station, all of the stations in the network, does. And I do have some questions that I need to ask the board based on some of the latest things that have happened, although unfortunately they are echoes or repetitions of earlier problems, which means that these are really indications of structural issues that really bear looking at. And and forgive me if there are repetitions. I'll try to be brief, and I have this to hand out. The process by which former general manager Ron Pinchback was removed, and the way this was not explained to the LSB, or no, there was no consultation. So we're talking about the procedure and the process, the lack of transparency and the lack of respect to the community and to the LSB. And then, again, concomitant with that, the installation of a new general manager in a way that was not transparent. We don't know what the reasons are that that person was put in place. And concerns were not taken into account or noted or even acknowledged. In general, I would like to say that seeing the proposed, I don't know if already passed, resolutions about the LSBs, reining them in, recalcitrant LSBs, and so on and so forth, that while, of course, we want processes to be good, also the community and the LSBs need processes by which we can respond, lodge objections. There need to be transparent, calm processes in place so that every time because we feel that management comes in and swoops in a very corporate manner and makes these changes and causes great upheaval and concern. And we're all in favor of justice and making a new society and building a movement, so we need to make sure that we do not reproduce the secretive hierarchical conduct that corporations use. We want to be different from that. Thank you very much.
Zarina Shakir.
Again, welcome to Washington, D.C. Real quickly, I have a few items that I would like to speak about, and just sort of to follow up on what several of the other people have already commented, the removal of Ron Pinchback, the removal of our operations manager, Sidrak Franklin, the way that some of the shows, the programmers have been dismissed or their shows have been taken off the air does bring about some question. I would say that one of the things that I would like to say in a positive way is that I was very pleased with our former PMB chairs, those being Marty Durlin, Ambrose Lane, and Dave Adelson, who really, I felt, did a lot of the work that needed to be done for Pacifica. And I would hope that what legacy, if any, that they left would be also reviewed and looked at and perhaps even inculcated within what you all are doing. We were given an interim general manager here, Grigsby Hubbard, where our local station board was never consulted before, during, or after, yet those the ill-fated Pacifica bylaws states that any decision of a general manager being hired or fired should be a collaborative endeavor with the Pacifica ED and the specific local station board. That never happened. He was never vetted through the WPFW local station board. So unlike knowing the qualifications of your new ED and any other GM, we received him like manna and quail, just out of the sky. Additionally, I would like to know, after 6 years and going into 7 years with Pacifica, when will you all ever consider doing a national fundraiser, not just the archives, national requests, or and the pledge drives, but when are you all going to try and raise some money instead of just taking it from other people? A real fundraiser, you all don't mind spending money, but on a national level, you don't know how to raise money. There seems to be an issue all these years, even when I was on the board and was asking that every time I came to the PMB meeting, when are we going to raise some money for this network? I agree with Lisa that the progress has been taken out of progressive with the Pacifica Network, and NPR is sounding better to me every day. And lastly, I'd like to say to the SOB, the person who calls himself that on the emails with some of his vitriolic and vile emails, that you would take my name off your email list, because I am not really impressed or excited about receiving any of your emails any longer unless they have something to do with progress. Thank you.
That concludes the listener comments section.